In 1902, a group of Zionists met the Ottoman Emperor Sultan Abdulhamid Shah and asked him to agree with the establishment of the Hebrew University in Beitul Muqaddas. Sultan Abdulhamid firmly rejected this request, but Zionists didn't get disappointed. They emphasized the necessity of establishing the Hebrew University in Beitul Muqaddas again in the 11th Vienna Conference in 1913. Therefore, they formed an executive committee to find the proper land for building this university. In 1918, British colonialist government provided Zionists with a piece of land in the Mount of Olives region for this purpose. Zionists started to build the Hebrew University in Beitul Muqaddas in a ceremony with the presence of Chaim Weizmann, the Zionist leader. It took 7 years to build this university. During these years, British colonialist government pretended that they were against building this university and prefer building an English university instead. The Hebrew University was built in the altitudes of Beitul Muqaddas. It began to be used in 1923, but its official inauguration was postponed to 1925. On this occasion, an elaborate ceremony was held, which was attended by Balfour, the British Foreign Minister. Zionists considered the establishment of this university as a great success for the Zionist plan. A Zionist poet named Chaim Bialik said in the inauguration ceremony, "Today we have good news for all Israeli families around the world, and that is the first step in the operation of creating the global courts is taken today and will maintain forever." Immediately after the inauguration of this university, a number of researchers and professors started their work at this university. One of these figures was Martin Buber, an Austrian Jewish philosopher who started to teach social philosophy at this university, and Dr. Judah Magnus, the reformist American rabbi, became the chancellor of this university. And after being inaugurated, the Hebrew University was very beneficial to the Zionist plan by its publicity, because European intellectuals falsely thought that Jewish immigrants were the only force capable of causing scientific development and transferring European civilization to the Middle East. Moreover, Zionists used the Hebrew University to enhance their penetration into Africa and Asia by accepting students from these continents. They also established research centers in the Hebrew University and conducted some joint researches with different countries about the methods of developing agriculture. The Hebrew University also employed a large number of professors in a way that in 1946, which was 2 years before partitioning Palestine, 38 of whom were full professors. The number of this university's students in that year was 784, 50% of whom studied in the Hebrew language and literature faculty and got acquainted with Zionist texts. In the science faculty of the Hebrew University, mathematics, chemistry, veterinary sciences, agriculture, sanitation, and medicine were taught. In the agriculture faculty, all subjects were taught in Hebrew. As more Jews immigrated to Palestine, this university increased its activities, and European countries played an important role in the development and progress of this university. After partitioning Palestine, Zionists established another university. However, the Hebrew University is still considered as the most dangerous university for the cause of Palestinian people.